This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases, with the death toll approaching 490,000. The tallies are from Johns Hopkins University. Here in the United States, COVID-19 is adding to the cruelty of its numbers. In the pandemic's hardest hit country, more than half the states are seeing sometimes dramatic rises in case counts. The totals to this point, 2.4 million infections and more than 124,000 fatalities. New infections yesterday reached close to 40,000. Texas is among the states doing some second guessing over the pace of their reopening plans as COVID-19 surges. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart individual state economies deeply damaged by the pandemic. It is paying a price. Texas has been setting daily highs for new virus cases. And today, Governor Greg Abbott ordered bars statewide to close and scale back restaurant dining, all in the interest of stemming the alarming spread of the disease. Texas has experienced record numbers of COVID hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The mayor of Austin, the Texas capital, told CNN his city's hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The state's death toll stands at just over 2,300 with 134,000 cases. Arizona has lost 1,500 lives to the virus and has seen three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions. And over the past week, 23% of Arizona's corona tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. Arizona has recorded some 63,000 cases. U.S. consumer spending in May jumped by a record 8.2%. It followed drops of 6.6% in March and 12.6% in April. 30 million Americans remain jobless, but the government has pumped about $20 billion a week into the economy through a series of pandemic relief measures. A White House coronavirus task force briefing is scheduled for this hour. It'll be the first in nearly 2 months. Via remote, this is VOA News. In the midst of the pandemic, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is urging the Supreme Court to overturn the Affordable Care Act, best known as Obamacare. The high court filing came the same day the government reported that close to 500,000 people who lost their health insurance to the economic shutdown have gotten coverage through Obamacare. The administration's legal brief makes no mention of the coronavirus. India finds itself with quickly worsening COVID-19 numbers. With more than 17,000 new cases, the nationwide figure has shot past 490,000, with a loss of 15,300 lives. The resumption of Indian railway service has been put off until the second week of August. Delhi's case count alone tops 70,000. Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous country, has surpassed 50,000 COVID cases, with at least 2,600 fatalities. The government says the pandemic is likely to raise the country's poverty level above 10%. South Korea today is reporting dozens of new COVID cases, once again mainly from the area in and around Seoul. And there are concerns that new outbreaks will threaten to undo at least some of the success South Korea enjoyed with early actions to control the effects of the pandemic. China, meanwhile, says it's moving closer to containing an outbreak in Beijing, where 11 new cases are being reported today. An outbreak in Australia has produced 36 additional cases, most in the state of Victoria. Authorities say they have tested 20,000 people in the suburbs of Melbourne. Britain is warning people it could reimpose restrictions on movements amid increasing worries over lax adherence to social distancing rules. There have been huge crowds at UK beaches this week, and Health Secretary Matt Hancock has offered a reminder the government has the power to shut down beaches and other public areas. In Spain, the official in charge of the country's virus response says imported COVID infections are a growing concern. This as Europe prepares to welcome more visitors. 54 people who got the disease in the past week in Spain are said to have been sickened by recently foreign visitors. Mexico reports some of its highest 24-hour case counts with 6,100 new virus transmissions and another 736 deaths. Totals for Mexico, close to 203,000 corona cases and more than 25,000 cases lives lost. Seeking to protect the major gains they've made in dealing with the virus, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have ordered that visitors from 8 other U.S. states be quarantined for 2 weeks on arrival in New York. The governor of Colorado has ordered prosecutors to reopen the investigation into the death of Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old black man put into a chokehold by police who stopped him on the street in suburban Denver last year because he was, quote, being suspicious. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.